Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Atlanta Business Radio, spotlighting the city's best businesses and the people who lead them.
And we are back with GSU ENI Radio. We are broadcasting live from Georgia State Stadium. Stone Peyton Lee Cantor here with you. And we are here for Demo Day for the Main Street Entrepreneur Seed Fund. And it is now my distinct pleasure to welcome to the broadcast Mr. Mark Becker. How are you, man?
I'm doing great and happy to be here. It's an exciting day for Georgia State.
Now, Mark, under your leadership as president of the university, entrepreneurship has been kind of one of your foundational values, right, to create that mindset of an entrepreneur in all of your students, whether it doesn't matter what school, whether they're a nurse or going to business school, right?
Exactly. Yeah, a big part of what Georgia State's known for and what we're about is innovation, creating solutions to the future. And that's what entrepreneurs do, is they create the products and the companies that fill niches, solve problems, et cetera. And so, a big part of what we wanted to do was help the students, realize their dreams, because being an entrepreneur is a real aspiration of this generation, the Gen Z students. That starting companies, building their own businesses is much more in the top of minds of 18-year-olds today than when I was an 18-year-old. So we wanted to support that and be able to support that across all of our students, because good ideas don't concentrate in any one place. I mean, there's, whether you're an artist or a business major or in the health careers, you can have a good idea that could lead to a new product or a new company, and we wanted to be able to support that.
And then the support that's happening here with this Main Street Entrepreneurs Seed Fund, this is actual dollars given to eligible student-run companies.
Right.
So this is where the rubber hits the road. This isn't just kind of, hey, we're going to teach them some stuff and hope they go out and do something. This is really investing in them.
Exactly, yeah. We went a few years ago to the Marcus Foundation, Bernie and Billy Marcus, that fund the foundation through their own resources, and pitched this as an idea. Bernie himself, along with Arthur Blank, the story is well-known, Home Depot, grown here in Atlanta, and basically said, well, we want to give students the same sort of opportunity that you had, which was to take an idea and run with it and build a company. And that it's one thing to have a business plan, it's one thing to be able to make a pitch, but be able to have some seed funds to get that company off the ground, whether it's develop a prototype, develop a social media strategy, whatever it may be. And that's what it was about. And fortunately, the Marcus Foundation has been very generous in supporting this.
So now for you, what is the kind of a symbol or a signal of success? What is just the fact that this many people are out here supporting this? Is this enough for you to go, this was a success, or is it to have somebody, one of these things, become, a unicorn startup?
Well, so we don't have a unicorn yet, but we do have companies up and going. I mean, and these, there have been Georgia State students starting businesses for a long time. In fact, back around noon today, I was actually in the business of a Georgia State alum who talked about, when he moved here from Blue Ridge, the diversity and opening his eyes and the opportunity. And he now has his own thriving business in here in Atlanta. So this was to be able to go to scale and be able to serve and support many more students. And within the group that we have here for Demo Day, among the judges, we have alumni who are starting their own businesses and are well along with their, first and second rounds of funding. And then in this group of the students that are presenting, we have at least one student who's already been recognized by Forbes magazine as I think it was a 30 under 30, I think is their business. And this was in the sports sector. So, there are companies here in these demonstrations that are winning pitch competitions, getting early round funding. So that's what it's really about is we want students to have their shot at their dream. But as in the world of startups and entrepreneurs, there's a lot more starts than successes. But we know that we have successes in this room already, and there's going to be more successes.
So now, what would you tell the Atlanta startup or even entrepreneur ecosystem about why it's important to get involved with GSU and the work that's being happened here and to include GSU as part of kind of maybe some of the work that they're doing?
So first off is because we have amazing students with great ideas, and everybody's looking for great ideas, great talent, great opportunities to invest. But the other part is it's unfortunate, but Atlanta has some of the greatest wealth disparities or income disparities in the country. I mean, this is not a point of pride for Atlanta. It's a real challenge for Atlanta. And our student body is diverse. It represents all of Georgia, based on race and ethnicity, but also socioeconomic of all ends of the spectrum. And so here you have an opportunity with the meet with entrepreneurs who have historically not had a bite at the apple, so to speak, and they're getting the professional support so that they're prepared to go into pitch competitions and to go, you know, pitch their ideas to potential investors. And so what we're doing is we're opening up for the investor community and, you know, for the business world, a set of entrepreneurs that heretofore really haven't had a bite of the apple or a chance to actually compete. And so what we're doing is we're leveling the playing field so that all the best ideas of Atlanta have a chance to go. Because, you know, you look at some of the great stories, so to speak, you know, the Mark Zuckerbergs and the Bill Gates. Well, if they're, you know, they dropped out of college famously and they were very successful, but they had safety nets under them. If they didn't succeed, they were going to be okay. You know, Steve Jobs is a different story and is his own unique story there. But, you know, the reality is here are students, they have to succeed. They don't have safety nets under them. And that's a good part of the reason that Georgia State is, you know, one of the seed funding, want to be able to actually get the initial capital to get them up and running. And so we're getting them launched in a way that we want the business community and the investor community to come in behind, you know, and obviously fund the good ideas, the best ideas. And we think we got some winners here.
And this is something that should be looked at not as charity, but as something, this is a good business decision for companies to start exploring these underserved populations. Because like you mentioned, it's a very diverse group of people that are part of GSU community. And there's a lot of good ideas here that investors, for whatever reason, maybe, like you said, their socioeconomic world isn't extending to the folks here.
Exactly.
And this is giving kind of an even playing field where you're letting people have a shot at interacting with people that can take them to the next level.
Right, and it's going to give them great access to ideas they probably wouldn't have been exposed to before. It's also going to give them access to ideas that may introduce them to new markets they hadn't had access to before. You know, so there's a lot of opportunity here. This is just the beginning. As we look at how this grows and builds out, you know, so it's tapping into new markets by tapping into a much broader range of ideas and life experiences. You know, the beauty of the world of entrepreneurship and new companies is you don't know where inspiration and innovation is going to come from. You know, the one thing I say is what's crazy is when people walk around saying, I want to be innovative. Nobody knows how to wake up and be innovative. You become innovative by identifying a problem that needs to be solved, you know, and in the world of business, that's an economic opportunity. But then that problem needs to be solved either because a solution does not exist or the existing solution is prohibitively expensive and there's not an affordable solution or an accessible solution. And so with this group of students, you've got people that are looking at the world in a much broader set of ways than you might have had historically in the new startup entrepreneurship world. But you're looking at, you know, some of the best students in the country that, and, you know, Georgia State is, its history started as a business school. It was the Evening School of Commerce as part of Georgia Tech in 1913. And even as recently as the 1950s, it was the Georgia State College of Business. You know, so that part of our DNA goes back to our founding 107 years ago. And what you find with our students is they're very, very grounded, feet on the ground, gritty, hardworking. You know, the complaints I hear are they want to be able to get into the buildings 24/7, 365 days a year to be able to work on their projects, their ideas, and their companies.
So now how do you see kind of this, the GSU ENI program and these types of seed funds evolving over the next few years?
Well, you have some successes, and now for successes comes more success. You know, what I say all the time is success breeds success. You know, so this is the early stage. This is the first time we've done this. But as students see what their classmates or those a few years ahead of them have done, you will find more, and it will grow by momentum. Likewise, the people coming to see what they have here, the potential investors or business sector individuals, look at this. You know, they're going to be impressed by what they see, and they're going to come back, and they're going to tell other people that they do business with or they invest with or people they just go to dinner with who have capital. And so I see, you know, we look down the road 3, 5, 10 years, it's going to be a much bigger event, both in terms of companies, but more importantly, in individuals and companies that want to come and meet our students and learn about their projects, their ideas, their opportunities.
So what do you need more of right now to help those dreams come true?
Well, it's always a war for talent. So, you know, we have to make sure that we have the right mentors and the right staff to support the students, and then more seed capital. You know, nobody ever has enough money. If you ever met anybody told you they had all the capital they need?
It doesn't matter what level they're at. They always want more.
Yeah, but it's talent and capital, which is, I think you hear that no matter which part of the world of business you talk to. It's about it. We're in a war for talent right now. You look at the unemployment rates, and so it's talent and capital.
Good stuff. Now, if somebody wanted to plug into the GSU ecosystem, what's the best ways for investors or entrepreneurs that want to kind of serve this underserved group?
It'd be your previous guest, Jennifer Scherer. Just get in contact with Jennifer.
All right. And that's at the GSU's ENI program.
Exactly.
Good stuff. Well, Mark, thank you for having the leadership and the foresight to really embrace entrepreneurship and really make that part of the GSU Way.
Well, GSU Way is basically, we want to give students the opportunities that they're looking for and they need. And so we try to stay relevant. And this is part of being relevant in the 21st century.
Good stuff. And congratulations.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right. This is Lee Cantor for Stone Payton. We will see you in a bit at GSU ENI Radio.